Just keep that screen. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Okay, now go to the next screen and we'll probably do it again. Oh, after the bell. Yes, yes, yes. Bell is very important. Please stand in body or in spirit. As we proclaim, hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Christ is risen. Oh, sorry. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
One more time. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
I can tell you that will not be the last time we do that today. Oh, yeah. And now that you're standing, or most of you, turn back towards this way. And we are going to do a thanksgiving for baptism. I kind of forgot that. Blessed are you, O God, maker of and ruler of all things. Your voice thundered over the waters at creation. You water the mountains and send springs into the valleys to refresh and satisfy all living things. Through the waters of the flood, you carried those in the ark to safety. Through the sea, you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. In the wilderness, you nourished them with water from the rock and brought them across the River Jordan into the promised land. By the baptism of his death and resurrection, you, your son, Jesus, has carried us to safety and to freedom. The floods shall not overwhelm us, and the deep shall not swallow us. For Christ has brought us over the land to the land of promise. He sends us to make disciples, baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit. Pour your Spirit. Wash away sin in this cleansing water. Clothed, you're baptized with Christ. And claim your sons and daughters, no longer slaves, but free. No longer male and female, but one with all the baptized in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
Oh. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the community of Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption. And by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
The first reading this morning is from Acts, the 10th chapter. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him, does what is right, is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear. Not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses. And who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please read Psalm 118 responsively with me. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
I shall
The Lord has punished me severely, but he did not give me over to death. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous for us.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The second reading is from Colossians, the third chapter. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 28th chapter.
Glory to you, O Christ.
After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is not here. For he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message to you." So they left the tomb with fear and great joy. Fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings!" And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." This is the gospel of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. You may be seated. This last line of the of our psalm today says, it's a very familiar one, one that we really know. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
So my professor, Rolf Jacobson, he's a psalm scholar. That's a psalm, and what he says about the translation of that is it's not "has made." He said it's better to translate that this is the day that the Lord has acted. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day of all days that our Lord has acted to defeat death. Let us rejoice in that today. Taphophobia, it's a fear. Does anyone know what that fear is? What? Someone in the other church said it was fear of taffy. It's not the fear of death. It's close. What? Fear of what comes after death. Well, it's the fear of being buried alive. Okay? So, there's a way that you can combat this fear of being buried alive. And this is a real thing. It happened in the 18th and 19th centuries. A thing called the safety coffin. Okay? The safety coffin. Could you imagine being at the funeral home and they're trying to sell you this thing called the safety coffin? They're trying to upsell you the safety coffin for when you're just not quite sure he's dead. Right? Anyway, there's a string tied to the person's hand in the safety coffin, and it's run up through the ground, and it's tied to a bell like this. What do you think happens if the person inside the safety coffin starts moving? Right. So, there's a watchman posted nearby, and if the bell starts ringing, he first starts wiping. Yes! I hit the punchline in this church, not in the other one, but this one. He first wipes, and then he starts digging, I guess. Except for, there's a real problem with this safety coffin, at least if I'm the watchman. So if I'm out there in the cemetery all by myself, it's already a little creepy out there, sitting in the cemetery all by yourself. It's dark, I'm imagining. I'm bored and I'm dozing off because this bell, it's not gonna ring. We buried the guy. He's dead, right? He's in the grave. He's dead. But if that bell suddenly starts doing this whole thing, sorry if that bothers your hearing aids. If that bell starts to ring while I'm on watch, they're going to have to dig a grave for me too. I'm going to die if that bell starts doing this when the person connected to that bell is supposed to be dead. It's kind of what we hear in our gospel today. For fear of the dazzling white as lightning angel, the guards shook and became like dead men. They were supposed to be there, making sure that a dead guy stayed dead. And now they themselves are seemingly dead. And the one who is supposed to be dead inside that tomb, not only isn't he dead, the angel has shown up and rolled this stone away, sat on top of it, and said, "Look at here." He's not there. The tomb is empty. But how, tell me, how can this be? His death had an audience. There were witnesses to this death, lots of witnesses. There was a bloodthirsty crowd who watched this man die on a cross. He was lifted high into the air, high up there, exposed for all to see. They heard him cry out in a loud voice as the end neared, and they watched him breathe his last. And when he did, this was no small thing. The skies went dark, the curtain of the temple was torn in two, there was an earthquake, and the rocks just split in half. And just to be sure that what they thought happened actually happened, they pierced him in the side, and blood and water flowed to the ground. He was dead, 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 dead. He was dead. They didn't need to tie a string around his hand and run it to a bell. That bell wasn't going to ring if death had ever done its work. If death had ever done its work was done on that cross to that man. Jesus Christ. And this is why, when the one who was dead was then found to be alive, they didn't announce it with a little tinkling of a bell, did they? How was it announced? It was a great earthquake, right? And then there was an angel as white as lightning. He came down from heaven. Am I supposed to chill out? But it's exciting. He sat on top of it and he said, "Look, there's no one in there. The tomb is empty." And then he says, "He is risen!
He is risen indeed! Hallelujah!"
Look, I'm working hard up here. I need you all to follow me on this. He looks in the tomb and he says, "Look, he is risen!
He is risen indeed! Hallelujah!"
There will be more for you to say in this one. This is not a man who has been mistakenly declared dead and somehow 3 days later saved by a safety coffin. This is real, actual death. But it is death undone. Death undone. We have to be careful with this term, don't we? Death undone does not mean that death is no longer a thing. It does not mean that death stops happening. Everyone in here knows that death is still a thing. We know. We know that death is relentless. As time ticks by, death will claim more and more of the people that we love. Until one day, ready or not, it will come for us too. Even if we do spend the few extra bucks on the safety coffin, even the safety coffin can't save us when we're actually dead. No, my dear siblings in Christ, the empty tomb does not erase death. But the empty tomb does erase death's hold. It breaks death's hold on our lives. Because the tomb is empty, we need not fear death. So when the angel shows up and says to these women, "Do not be afraid," the angel is right. Because we do not need to be afraid of death. And Mary, they don't want to be afraid of death. They don't. And we, too, we don't want to be afraid of death either. But it is death, after all. And there was also, for them to deal with, this earthquake thing. And an angel as white as lightning showing up out of nowhere. There were guards on the ground who looked like they're dead. There's this problem of a missing corpse. Then how do you explain this empty tomb? It's all a little scary. So of course they're afraid, even though they're told not to be afraid. We'd be afraid, and let's be honest, we're a little afraid of this whole death thing too. At least many of us. Mary, though, they do leave the tomb. They leave the tomb with fear, but something else. There's something else they carry with them from that empty tomb, with fear and great joy. And they go to run to tell the disciples something. What are they going to tell them? They're going to say, "Christ is risen."
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And then on their way to do that, they run into the crucified but very alive Jesus, who says, again, "Greetings, do not be afraid." It's twice now that they've heard this. Well, of course we're afraid. You're supposed to be dead. He says, "Greetings, do not be afraid of this thing, death. Go and tell the disciples that I live." And they do. They do. I think it's the joy of this that propels them beyond the fear. These women, Mary and Mary, though they are afraid, they are among the first women, the first of any, to witness to the resurrection. How do we know this? The text doesn't tell us this. How do we know this? We know that they witnessed to this, because if they didn't witness to this, we wouldn't be here. It takes witnesses to the resurrection in order to tell this story. So they go and they witness to the resurrection. They are the first to proclaim that the cross does not lead to death because the tomb is empty. The cross gives life. On Friday, we processed the cross forward and we said, "Behold the life-giving cross." Witnessing to life in the midst of death. To stand in the presence of death with fear, with trembling, and yet somehow to joyfully witness to the resurrection like Mary and Mary. I pray that someday I am bold enough, courageous enough to do this. And I will tell you, I have seen this. I have seen this. I have been witnessed to by those who are dying, and I consider it one of the blessings of my life. First is the friend, Andy, his body riddled with pancreatic cancer. What does he say? He says it's a win-win. And I, for the life of me, I've spent 10 years trying to figure this out. 10 years trying to figure out how pancreatic cancer can be a win-win, even though it was explained to me. Cancer can't win. If I live, I live. That's a win. And here's something that Andy understood. If I die, I live. That's the other win. He got it. And he said that as his body was riddled with cancer. It's a win-win. Another from a parishioner who says from the hospital, "No more. I'm done with this. Because I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to go home." Yes, she wanted to go to her home. Her house, that is. She wasn't talking about her house. She did go back to her house. She said she was ready to go home. She meant home. To witness to the resurrection in the midst of death. That is the boldest of Christian witness. And I am thankful for the Marys and the Andys and all the parishioners who allow me to share those moments. Christ's resurrection, the empty tomb, we know does not prevent us or our loved ones from dying. But it does break death's hold over our lives. It strips death over its power. It's what allows us to boldly declare, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" And if death has lost its sting, then the grave has nothing left to say. The grave remains silent, and the tomb is empty. There is no need anymore for these stupid little clanging bells. Because we have a better use for bells anyway, don't we, Randy? We have a better use for bells anyway. We ring bells like that one. Keep ringing it, Randy. We ring bells like that to bear witness that Christ is alive, that the tomb is empty, that death has been undone, that fear has lost all power over us, because we proclaim that Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah indeed. Amen.
Amen. Hold on. It's another Easter miracle. My kids wanted to point out that I landed it. God planned.
Thank you.
ask you to join in professing what we believe using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe
in one God, the Father of Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father as a Son, who with the Father as a Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken into providence. We have even one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
This morning, trusting in the power of Christ's resurrection to heal and redeem our broken world, let us pray for the needs of all creation.
Risen Savior, you have conquered death and opened the gates of everlasting life. Dispel our doubts and fears, renew our faith and hope, and make us witness to your new life here in Galleon, in our comings and goings, in every vocation that you have given us. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. Gentle Shepherd, like the women at the tomb, many grieve or feel lost and afraid. Draw near to those who are ill or in pain, especially Betty, Rod, Barb, Clint, Devin, Chuck, Jack, Tammy, Doug, Linda, Ed. We lift to you Beth this day, those on our long-term, homebound, assisted living, and limited mobility prayerless, and for those that we name aloud either in the silence of our hearts. Reveal yourself to them as the risen one on this and all days. Merciful God,
receive our prayers. Eternal One, we give thanks to all who had died and now share in the joy of your resurrection. We remember before you, beloved saints, who have gone before us and in the faith. We trust that in and through Christ's victory does not end. Bind us together with each in this promise and gather us with them in the unending feast of your victory. There is no death, no more. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of the resurrection power, use us and these prayers to proclaim the good news of new life to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. Amen. And now, may the peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share a sign of God's peace. And our offerings.
Let us pray. Merciful God, accept the fruits of our labors gathered to give your glory. You have set a table before us, a glimpse of the great day when we will hunger and thirst no more. Nourish us with your body and blood of Christ, that goodness and mercy may follow us and bless the world with your love. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and the other Mary and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, with the angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks, and he gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come to the table of new life. Receive here our risen Lord. And now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Holy One, through this meal, you have made your home among us and are making all things new. Send us now to speak peace to anxious hearts and to love our enemies and to bring your healing to the nations. In the name of Jesus,
amen. Very few announcements this morning, unless you have more to add. One note is catechism. Don't look so excited, Liz. Next Sunday after worship. And this is one of those where you have to say, don't look so excited, Sean. Committee meetings and church council this Thursday. Committee starts at 5:30 with fellowship, and then council at 6:30. So, yay! And other, I see no other announcements. Yes? Easter Lily by Kathy Badenhop is this one, okay? All right, I'm not gonna do that for all of them. All right, well, yes.
If you sign up for this Tuesday, is it?
No, it's following.
Next Tuesday, the sign-up sheet out there for food.
Meal sign-up, food, following Tuesday, out there.
Thank you.
Yes, Marty.
Oh,
we lost a gold necklace.
Green stone in the middle.
A green stone in the middle?
Like a bar. Oh, okay.
Okay? And yes?
I'd like to thank everybody for praying for me, gave you well wishes to my journey. It seemed to have worked a bit for your mission, so.
That is wonderful news, and it's even better to celebrate it here on Easter. And I have one last thing that I want to. So I have put Adam through the ringer this week. He asked, hey, what time should I show up on Thursday? I said, about the normal time you would before worship, thinking that he would just translate that to 7. And he showed up about 9:45 on Thursday and texts, hey, do I have the time wrong? It's not. But I've had him play a lot of music over the last 4 days. And he has done a fantastic job. What is Easter without these beautiful hymns? So thank you, Adam, very much. We are very blessed to have you. And with that, please stand in body or in spirit for an Easter blessing. And the Easter blessing sounds a lot like a normal blessing, and we just do it on Easter. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Christ is risen.
He is risen.